Cornell James, 1832 to 1897, and Roxana, 1837 to 1895. James Cornell was born in Ripley, New York, and moved with his family to Tyrone, Michigan in 1834 or 1835. His better-known older brother, Merritt E. Cornell, a prominent evangelist, became a Sabbatarian Adventist in 1852, and it is possible that James also made that decision about the same time. In 1857, James Cornell married Roxana Batchelor. Roxana, originally from Vermont, had worked at the Review and Herald Press since 1852, first in Rochester, New York, and later in Battle Creek, Michigan, until her marriage. Roxana was very well acquainted with Ellen and James White, having boarded in their home during the Rochester years, together with her brother John Warren Batchelor and mother Cynthia Batchelor. James Cornell was a shoemaker and lived in several locations in Michigan. In 1876, the Cornells moved to Texas, but both their business and their health suffered. When Ellen and James White visited them in 1878, they found James earning but little and suffering with rheumatism, while Roxana had been almost dead with asthma. "I gave each of the Cornell girls a dress," recounted Ellen White. "I cannot see want and misery and enjoy the comforts of life." Encouraged and led by James White, the Cornells, together with several other Adventist families, left Texas in April 1879, traveling by mule-drawn caravan through Indian Territory and Kansas, arriving in Boulder, Colorado, some 6 weeks later. The Cornells appear to have spent their remaining years in Boulder. Ellen White wrote several serious letters of admonition to Roxana and to James. In 1879, she compared James's life to the barren fig tree, destitute of fruit, and made a strong call for a most thorough reformation in the parents and children. That he heeded this call is suggested in James Cornell's obituary, which notes that his religious experience during the last few years has been especially bright.